You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
McLovin has been practicing all morning long pronouncing asterisk. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. The Lakers beat the Heat, and I'm talking about the Heat in game one. Some injuries with Miami, and it's already started. Someone pointed out that the path to a title for LeBron James, if he wins, will be the easiest in NBA history. Have that for you coming up. Astros, Rays, Yankees advance. Five games today. Broncos at the Jets coming up tonight. You'd like to get in touch with the program, you can email, tweet, dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. You can also watch on Peacock. It's free. Download the app and join us. Say good morning to Chat Row and our great radio stations around the country, numbering 362. Lakers fell behind early to the Heat. Down 13 first quarter. Oh, Twitter was loving this. Here we go. Surprise, surprise. And then there was a 10-minute window where it all just went away. They were down 13. At one point, we're up by 30. And the final score nowhere indicative of just how dominating the Lakers were last night. It wasn't pretty for the Heat. It was a statement win, as we like to say in this business. And the Heat, they already faced a serious challenge to stay competitive in this series. Big underdogs here. We saw a young team with a lot of confidence as they went through the Eastern Conference playoffs, but the Lakers hit him and knocked him down, didn't allow him to get back up. Goran Dragic got injured last night. Bam Adebayo got injured last night. Jimmy Butler got injured last night. Even if they're healthy, this is yeoman's work to try to make this competitive. This year's playoffs have been unpredictable, so I don't want to jump to a conclusion right now, but it's hard to feel confident that the series is going to be a 6 or 7 game series. The Lakers looked great last night, and I've said before throughout the playoffs, if Anthony Davis is the best player on the floor, the Lakers will win the title, no matter who they're facing. He was the best player on the floor last night. If you have the Laker team that's great in the paint as far as scoring, and all of a sudden you're shooting 40% from three-point range, Miami Heat don't have an answer for that. And we expect the Heat to shoot well from three-point range, but if Dragic is slowed or can't play, that's a significant loss because he is a mismatch for the Lakers to try to stop. And you saw that early last night. But Bam Adebayo, the x-rays on his shoulder were negative, and then Jimmy Butler got banged up as well. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Home Depot. How doers get more done. Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to help you make it easier. They've got delivery options to get you what you need, exactly where you need it, so you can keep doing whatever it is to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. I am curious about this, watching Twitter's reaction last night when the Heat were up by 13. If you're rooting, are you rooting for the Miami Heat or are you rooting against LeBron James? And if so, why? I understand if you're rooting for the Heat, great Cinderella story, but to root against LeBron James, I'm just curious about the vitriol. I don't know if you dislike him because it's him or the coverage of him, but he has nothing to do with the coverage. And yes, LeBron is the face of the NBA. Like it or not, on the court, off the court, but I saw this with NBC Sports' Dan Feldman. He argues the Lakers have had the easiest road in NBA history to get to the finals. Not including themselves, the Lakers avoided the top five teams. The Bucks, Celtics, Clippers, Raptors, and Mavericks all had better margins per game in the playoffs. Okay, so if LeBron gets to the finals in the East, well, he didn't have to go through anybody. Now he goes to the West. He gets to the finals. Didn't have to go through anybody. He can't win, even when he's winning. But get ready for it, because that's what's going to happen. That'll be the the twist on this. Yeah, but he didn't really beat anybody. Yeah, but that Clipper team wasn't that good. You know, I still go back to when the Bulls beat the Lakers and Magic Johnson was out there on one leg. I didn't hear anybody say, yeah, but they beat a wounded, depleted Laker team. Nobody said that. But let's see if LeBron can win 3 more games against the Miami Heat. I'm sure he'll take this. If this is the consolation prize, hey, you won a title, but you didn't really beat anybody. I'm sure he'll still take that. But I am surprised. And I know I'm a LeBron apologist. I say that. I think you're seeing one of the two or three greatest players to ever play the game to do what he's doing at this age, having two full seasons of playoff games, and he's still one of the top five, seven players in the game. You know, this is one of those where when he's gone, people are going to look back and go, you know, on second, man, he was pretty good. I remember doing this when John McEnroe would face Bjorn Borg at Wimbledon. And I hated Bjorn Borg because he was better than John McEnroe. It had nothing to do with Bjorn Borg. It was just I wanted McEnroe to win. There were other teams and other players where, like, I hated the Celtics because they always beat Jerry West and the Lakers. It had nothing to do with the Celtics. And it just feels like we don't want LeBron James entering into a conversation that has to do with the greatest player of all time. And I do believe LeBron will have the greatest basketball resume in history when it's all said and done. Now, I know Bill Russell was wonderful with 11 titles. Statistically, he was not that great. But he did win, the greatest winner. But when it's all said and done, LeBron will have the greatest basketball resume in history. Scoring, assists, steals, rebounds, trips to the finals. If he ends up with four or five championships, he'll have the greatest resume of anybody who's ever played the game. Wherever you want to put him, if you want to put him in the top five, unless you're Paul Pierce, who doesn't have him in the top five, you know, fine. I mean, I'm done arguing just for LeBron. Is LeBron Michael? No, he'll never be, as we've said before. LeBron is Neil Armstrong. He was the first guy to walk on the moon. Nobody talks about the second guy to walk on the moon. And that's what LeBron is up against. But it's going to be hard to find somebody who is the next LeBron. I know we're not going to find the next Michael. You're going to have a hard time finding the next LeBron as well. Email address DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Yes, Paulie?
If this series goes five games, LeBron James will be at 259 career playoff games played, tied Derek Fisher for the most ever. Let's say LeBron plays two more high-end seasons of basketball. That's 40 more playoff games, if assuming all goes well. He'll be at 300 career playoff games played. That's 110 more than Magic Johnson. That's 70 more than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's not even close.
Yeah. Once again, statistically, and yes, he's lost in the finals. We know that. Six times. But he got to the finals. And that first time he went there, that wasn't even a G League team. Those guys wouldn't make a G League team. And he got them to the NBA Finals. But here he is, and he's smart enough to know that Anthony Davis, if I make sure that he is the best player on the floor, then you got a great chance of getting more and more championships. Because Anthony Davis will eventually take the baton or be given the baton by LeBron, and it'll be his team. And then LeBron will be the Scottie Pippen to Anthony Davis's Michael Jordan. Even then, you know, LeBron is, to be the best teammate he can be, Anthony Davis, you have to make sure that you feed him. You got to make sure he gets into the flow of the game. Let him be dominating. It could be, LeBron could be selfish. But, I mean, he could be, but he won't be because he's smart enough to know that. But that's just what I'm watching. And I know it's only one game, but I'm just curious why people don't like LeBron James. Kathy in Oregon. Kathy, why don't you like LeBron James?
I'm kind of old. I've been watching ball for a lot of years. And I think I don't like LeBron James because I don't agree with the way he's been covered and some of the quotes he's had. And I think I'm wrong. I have always thought that. And I think social media has been kind of a pity because I don't think that and I think a lot of people are like me, don't appreciate the players anymore for the players that they are.
Okay.
And it's really kind of sad.
Well, Twitter has, I can't imagine what Twitter would be like in Michael Jordan's era. Because they would be reporting on things, talking about things. It would be different. LeBron has survived in the Twitter age. And everybody's a hater. Everybody's got an opinion. And you can do it, and nobody knows who you are. Yeah, Seton.
So, like, that used to be just the columnist, or something, right? Like, they would write a scathing piece about so-and-so, but now it's like, I don't know, 10,000 columns a minute.
Yeah, everybody's a columnist now. Everybody's got an opinion, and you can say it, but yeah, I'm just surprised that people, they don't appreciate what they're seeing. And just from a basketball purist, that's why I say, you know, enjoy it. I mean, appreciate this. This doesn't happen. And he's been able to do it and do it at a very high level for a long, long period of time. Larry in Oregon. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Hey, bud.
I just want to make a comment as far as the Lakers were concerned. You know, through the beginning of this playoffs, we heard that, you know, after the first win against the first win that Blazers had against L.A., you know, the Lakers might get swept and, you know, the backcourt of McCollum and Lillard's going to be a lot to handle. And then the next round we hear, you know, it's going to be a lot to handle, Westbrook and Harden. The next round we got Jokic and Murray. That's going to be a lot to handle. And for someone to say now that it was the easiest path to the finals is just ridiculous to me because you can only beat who's in front of you, you know, and that's it. And I know a lot of it probably has to do with the fact that, you know, LeBron is not as loved as much as some other people.
Yeah, you know what? And thank you, Larry. LeBron's been a better teammate than Michael was. LeBron, in what he's done as an activist, as a person, is far greater than what Michael did. You know, if you're going to compare the two, like, Michael's not embraceable. LeBron's more embraceable. But people still, with what you saw with Michael, and you love Michael, and the documentary came out, reinforced everything about Michael, although it reinforced some negative things as well. But people look past that. But I know I get defensive with LeBron, but it's just because I've seen him from his high school days, watched a high school game in person. You know, he was a great football player. And maybe it's a high Ohio thing as well, but I just think everything he's been through, single parent, and he's been amazing. He's made mistakes, but everything is played out right in front of us. You know, Kobe said he was taking his talents to the NBA as a high school player. Nobody said anything about that. LeBron's people, maybe it's the decision. I had a problem with the decision because I had a problem with the way it was handled by ESPN. They should have asked LeBron the question to start that show. And then get the reaction after that. That's the story. LeBron, where are you going? I'm taking my talents to South Beach. Okay, let's bring in Pat Riley, who joins us now. Let's get reaction, local reaction from Cleveland. If they did that, then I think people would have been a little bit nicer, softer on LeBron. But he didn't build this up. That's what ESPN said to Jim Gray to do. It wasn't LeBron. LeBron didn't go, hey, you got to drag this out, man. That's what you do. But look at what LeBron did. LeBron's the first NBA player, one of the first athletes ever to say, and I go back to Curt Flood, you know, with the reserve clause, and not, he didn't want to be, you know, held like somebody was an owner to him and say, you can't go where you want to go. And Curt Flood fought baseball because of that. LeBron said, you can go where you want to go. You should be able to play where you want to play. He empowered athletes. He gave them a stage. That he got an hour's worth of programming from ESPN. Didn't pay for it. They gave him an hour. Now we see athletes all the time taking control of social media. Tiger's done this. You know, go down the list of athletes who've done, you know, Tom Brady's done this. LeBron ushered that in. He empowered athletes. He got involved. Put his money where his mouth is. I don't know why I'm defending him.
You're sensing you're like in advance coming. Of the criticism.
Yes, yes, it's coming.
It would be kind of fun if the Heat won the next three games. Injured, depleted.
Yeah.
Like Kelly Olynyk goes for a 28-12.
But if LeBron had lost a 3-1 lead like Kawhi did, that would still be the topic now, even during the NBA Finals. Has LeBron lost it? Not a leader. How could that happen? Michael would never do that. He makes it look easy with what he did last night. But now the Miami Heat aren't any good. They were good when they beat the Bucks, right? They were good when they beat the Celtics, right? And then you had media people who were trying to be contrarians, and they're going, I'm going to take the Miami Heat. I love the Heat. I've watched more Heat games than probably anybody other than true Miami Heat fans. I'm Mr. Heat. I bring the heat. Heat's my favorite movie.
Fired up.
Yeah. But the Lakers are a better team because of LeBron and Anthony Davis. Plain and simple. Yes, Paul.
You need a good Thursday night football game to calm you down and relax.
And we got
you.
It. And we have it tonight.
So calm you right down.
Yeah. Jets, Broncos. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Doc Rivers, 76ers, maybe, question mark. We'll talk about that as well. We'll come up with a poll question. You got a good poll question today, McLovin, because I'm on fire today.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of you right now.
No, I know.
I'm going to pull a topic out of left field. Who's going to end up with a greater career, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Great.
No, okay. Let's poll. Well, is it fair to ask now? Is this even a fair question? Will it be a sweep? That's what Twitter was going into last night. Most people think it will be.
I hope not. I really.
Do the injuries scare you a lot, though?
Yes, yes. Even without. I mean, I was hoping that they would win two games. The Miami Heat would win two games. But without Dragic and, you know, Butler, Bam Adebayo, if they're banged up a little bit, even if they play, I mean, it's just difficult. That if you're not going to. The Lakers shooting 40% from three-point range. You're not going to beat them because they're the best team in the paint as far as scoring. Yeah, McLovin.
But will that last, though? I mean, I saw KCP come out there and do a fadeaway three-pointer.
Oh,
there's no way that's going in again.
I know. Yes, Paulie.
Sweeps stink. Remember the 04 ALCS? It was so unbelievable.
Yes.
One of the great sporting events.
Ugh.
Yankees, Red Sox, and then they, no offense, Cardinals fans, but then they swept the Cardinals.
I remember when we went to St. Louis, like we were like going, oh, it was unbelievable what the Red Sox just did to the Yankees. And then you go, oh, it's over. Like that's not fair. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be you go seven games and the Red Sox finally win a World Series. Yes, McLeod.
Another poll question that I think ties into some of the things you've been saying. Who is the best role player for the... Which Laker surprised you the most last night with their really good performance? Dwight Howard playing well? Rajon Rondo playing great? Alex Caruso was really good last night? Or Markieff Morris had a really good game?
Everybody was good last night. They blew him out.
Are there any of the Lakers, like Rondo shooting, surprising you? Or did you kind of see this coming?
Well, it's playoff Rondo. He's great. He really is. He knows how to play in the playoffs. I don't know what happens in the regular season, but man, does he know. I'm curious if they win, does he smile? Because I don't know if I've seen him smile. Yes, Eden.
I'm almost positive the Lakers are losing the next game, though.
Just because of...
this one was so, it's like such a blowout that they might even lose the next two. They're like, oh, no, we got these guys.
And then the LeBron haters are going to be in full force coming after me.
This might be the only game they win in the series.
Oh, no.
Or the Lakers lose the next two on purpose to make this series seem tougher, and LeBron wins it in game seven.
Mm. Yeah, but this is the easiest road to a championship ever. They haven't played anybody. I like how you... What are you supposed to do? Like, when somebody wins an Academy Award... In a year where there aren't great movies or something, do you just go, hey, yeah, you won an Academy Award, but there weren't any good movies? Nobody says that.
I think that just happened last year, didn't it?
And maybe the year before.
Yeah.
In the year before.
Got like 5 years running.
Yes. La La Land. Yes, Paul.
There is something to being a fan of a team and having an easy, not path, but final series. As a Chicago Bear fan, shocker, 85, beating the Patriots, it was an uninteresting day. It was a coronation. But you wanted the Super Bowl to be better.
And but if I said to you as a Cubs fan, hey, you're going to win the World Series, but it's going to be a four-game sweep. It's not going to be competitive at all.
In advance of that, I would have signed up in a second.
Yeah.
But the way the Cubs won the 2016, did I mention they won the 2016 World Series down 3-1 of the Cleveland? That was fantastic. It's memorable. The whole series is memorable.
Yes, McLovin.
Quick hot take.
Hold on.
Yeah, I have a Lakers hot take.
Let me take a break here.
Yeah,
I got to cool off a little bit.
This will make people even mad.
I got to cool off. I got some people who would like to talk to me. Peter King wants to yell at me in the final hour of the program, by the way, because I had the audacity to say John Facenda, the voice of NFL Films, should be in the Hall of Fame. They have a Pete Rozelle Award or honor, and you get into the Hall of Fame for contributions to the sport. You don't get a bust. You get in the Hall of Fame. Peter King's going to join us in the final hour. We'll talk about... You know, the Titans and the Steelers, You got the Vikings and the Texans. Are we going to have a Tuesday standalone game? Are we going to have a 5 o'clock Eastern Monday game to go along with the Monday night game? Schedule's a little topsy-turvy, so we'll have the information for you coming up. It's 21 after the hour. Fired up. Glad you're part of the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. From contractors to property managers, pros today have to do whatever they have to do to get the job done. And that's where Home Depot comes in. They make it easier for you. The Home Depot has all the products that you know and trust, and you get the job done faster and up to your standards. Plus, they have more ways to find them in store, online, and through their mobile app. This is what I love. If you don't want to buy a tool, you can rent it. That's right. You rent to try before you buy. Plus, with receipt tracking and software that brings more orders to work orders, you spend less time managing your business and more time growing them. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. And they'll keep you up to date on the status of your order with delivery tracking so you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. The Home Depot. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Play of the day coming up, stat of the day. We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are welcome. If you hate LeBron James, just tell me why. I'm just curious here. McLovin, you got your hot take?
Oh, I'm getting killed on Twitter because I tweeted out. You know, the last two Kobe titles, those were easy runs, in my opinion, because the NBA was in like a down time when the Celtics were. Like the pre-war, there's no dynasties around back then. Sort of pre-Warriors, Spurs got old, and LeBron hadn't been to Miami yet.
But what do you do then? I give you half a title, three-fourths of a title? Like, you want a title.
People are pointing out the Warriors beat LeBron's team when Irving and Kevin Love both got injured. Like, that's an easy road, too. Like, history is littered with these easy roads because of injuries.
And then Cleveland won when Kevin Durant went down. Right?
Toronto.
Toronto won with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. I mean, it's happened. You can look at almost any title and make the same argument. But I think people want that, like, Lakers-Celtics 1980. They're always looking for that.
We do. Does Bird get more credit when you beat the Lakers? Did Magic get more credit beating the Celtics? It still counts as one. I mean, what were the teams like that the Celtics went through with Bill Russell? How many playoff series did you have to win back then? Nobody talks about that stuff. It all is predicated on LeBron going into some secret society that there's only one member, and it's Michael Jordan. You don't have to let him in. Just recognize the greatness. That's all I'm asking. It feels like he's Sisyphus. He's pushing that stone up the mountain, and it keeps coming back down. No matter how high he gets up on the mountain, it comes right back down, because that's all the haters are just saying, yeah, but it's the easiest trip to the finals in history. Yeah, boy.
The NBA's playoff format ensures that the best teams usually end up at the end. You know, the Heat didn't get lucky. They did. This isn't like college basketball where Butler can win a game or two games. The Heat earned it. They got there. If you look back at 08-09 Lakers, they were 65-17. Kobe was the leader, blah, blah, blah. They won the NBA Finals 4-1 over the Orlando Magic, who were led by Hedo Turkoglu, Rashard Lewis, Jameer Nelson. Not you know, Murder's Row, Dwight Howard. But Magic got there.
Look at when the Spurs beat the New York Knicks. Nobody talks about that Knicks lineup that wasn't very good without Patrick Ewing. Nobody talks about that. It's all about LeBron James and where he's going to be in history, his place in history. Bob in Florida joins us. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Dan, let me just first start off by saying I grew up in Chicago, so I have a bias for Michael. So let me get that out of the way first, okay? The dislike, because hate is a strong word, but the dislike for James... for me, is twofold. I blame your occupation, you, not you personally, but sports analysts, sports historians, basketball analysts. I go back to the playoff series where the Heat were trying to push through against the Celtics. And my memory's a little foggy here, but I believe the series was tied at two. And LeBron had his, what many people refer to as his first Michael Jordan, I'm taking over the game, everybody get the leap out of my way, and I'm going to win this. And he did, and the next day, it was, he's the GOAT. So that's one reason. And number two, you have LeBron fans, they're reasonable. But then you have the LeBroniacs, that's what I call them. They're an insufferable bunch, you can't reason with them, it's crazy. Thanks for taking my call,
all
guys,
right.
Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Bob. I guess I should take some of the blame here that we propped LeBron up. Have we propped him up more than we have Michael Jordan? Nah, I don't think so. We certainly have done a great... you know what? When Ken Burns did his PBS documentary series on the Civil War, that was 8 hours. The mothership gave you 10 hours on Michael Jordan's career. You know, we got to spend some time on this Civil War.
That's pretty funny, dude.
What are you thinking? 8 hours here, Ken? Well, yeah.
No, can we do 10?
I don't know if I can stretch it out to 10, but hey, how long do you think the Jordan documentary should go? Well, it should go longer than the Civil War.
Can you give us 20?
Yeah. Mason in Iowa. Hey, Mason.
Dan, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, 6'185". Just wanted to say, you know, I was talking to a buddy yesterday about the Heat-Lakers matchup, and they were talking about how they wanted the Lakers to lose because they don't like Bron because he, you know, recruits players and whatnot to come to his team. But I can't help but think, you know, that there's no players in the league that wouldn't want to play with LeBron. And you look at, you know, his finals teams in the past, and, you know, they might have had – you know, D. Wade and Chris Bosh, and now, you know, Anthony Davis. But, I mean, the rosters weren't really stacked with anybody. You look at Matthew Dellavedova did well. But, I mean, he's not, you know, probably doing anything now. Or Jose Calderon or even Mike Miller, you know. I mean, it's not like these rosters are totally stacked. And it's just, you know, I don't think he really did any recruiting. And it just only makes sense that, you know, even the best players would want to go play for him. So I think that's one reason why a lot of people don't like him. But I don't think that's really fair at all to dislike the guy.
Well, understand this. Thank you, Mason, for the call. The reason why LeBron left the Cavaliers is nobody wanted to go play for the Cavaliers. He tried to get Chris Bosh to go there. He tried to get him to... He wouldn't. I don't even think Bosh would go through Cleveland en route to Miami. He didn't even want to have a connecting flight to go see LeBron. He goes to the Miami Heat. He went to the Miami Heat because people kept asking him or saying, hey, you can't be the king. You can't be the greatest if you don't win championships. Nobody was going to play there in Cleveland. And then he goes to Miami. And then Chris Bosh is there, and it's Dwayne Wade. They win a couple of titles there. Should have won another one, but Dirk Nowitzki in Dallas, you know, took it from him. And then he goes to L.A. Anthony Davis wants to get out of New Orleans, and he goes there. Turn over the roster. So I guess if you want to blame him that he went and recruited to build a team instead of staying at home, because Michael, of course, stayed at home with the Chicago Bulls. I mean, the Bulls, you know, the reason why Michael won those titles? Because Jerry Krause made unbelievable moves. I mean, he traded Olden Polonese for Scottie Pippen on draft day. They got Tony Kukoc from Europe. They brought in Rodman for nothing. Where would Michael be without those people there, as great as he is? So somebody else did the recruiting to get those players, draft those players, trade for those players. So if we're just being fair to in a level playing field, Michael was there in Chicago. Somebody else built those rosters for him. You know, Michael wanted to bring in North Carolina players, and they had to say to Michael, you can't keep bringing in your friends. He wanted to bring in Walter Davis, wonderful college player, got hurt, bad knee in the NBA. Mike wanted to bring him in. every time Mike wanted to bring in somebody, they'd say, no, Mike, we're not going to do that. Just got this information. It's from the NFL. The Steelers-Titans game, scheduled for week four, will be rescheduled to later this season after one additional Titans player, one personnel member, tested positive today. They were going to try to make this go on Monday or Tuesday. The decision to postpone the game was made to ensure the health and safety of players, coaches, and game day personnel. Peter King will join us coming up a little bit later on. I'll go back to what I told you when there was the possibility of this happening. The NFL expected this to happen. I don't know if they expected this to happen in week four. I think midway or later in the season, they thought that it could happen. And they were willing to move the Super Bowl back, that they could move it back a couple of weeks if they needed to. But two more positive tests in Tennessee, one player, one personnel. And the Steelers and Titans game, which is a battle of undefeated teams, is going to be rescheduled for later on in this season. Yeah, Paulie.
I guess I'm curious what changed besides the one extra test. Was it a vital player? Was it a player who was involved with all the main guys on offense or defense?
Feels like there's more positives to come.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I'm getting. But we'll talk to Peter about that. And, you know, they were talking about maybe you could swap bye weeks, that the Steelers, they changed their bye week, and maybe you can schedule this, I think, week six or seven that you can pull this off. But, this is, a fluid story that's breaking now, so we'll keep an eye on what are the possibilities here. I would check with Florio there, Fritzy, on what he said. I think he was talking about how somebody would have to flip-flop bye weeks. Yeah, McLovin.
I think he told us that week seven is the Titans' bye week, that the Steelers and the Ravens have the same bye week, so they would reschedule their games to play week seven.
Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, this just in, Broncos-Jets going on as planned, Dan.
Oh, if you were going to have a game that was going to be rescheduled, that would be the game.
If you had to.
Do the Jets want to win tonight? And as strange as that's going to sound, I really wonder if the Jets want to win tonight, or should they want to win tonight? I'm sure the players are going to go out there and Sam Darnold's going to play hard. But if you're a Jets fan, do you want the Jets to win tonight? All right, we'll get some more phone calls. We have our play of the day coming up and another stat of the day. We'll settle on a poll question as well. Back after this in the Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
We'll have the play of the day coming up in a little bit. If you're in Jets management, do you want to win tonight? Like privately, do you want to win? Because if you get on a roll, do you want to bring Adam Gase back? And it might have been week one when I said, this is the scenario I see unfolding with the Jets. At some point, Adam Gase gets fired and Greg Williams, their defensive coordinator, takes over and he coaches them the rest of the season. You're going to have some decisions to make here. But do you want to be 6-10? Or would you rather be 3-13? If I said you're 3-13 and you get Trevor Lawrence, or do you want to be 6-10? I guess I'd rather be bad to be good, because right now you're in no man's land and not getting better anytime soon. I don't know if you need to see a little bit more from Sam Darnold, in fairness to Sam Darnold, but if I'm a Jets fan, I probably don't want to win. Yeah, Paulie.
The Jets, after this week against Denver, they have Arizona, Chargers, Buffalo, Kansas City, New England. They may not have a choice in the matter. I got a question. I don't know the Jets management too well. Is the person who hired Adam Gase to be the head coach still the current GM?
No.
Oh, wow.
But he's friends with Adam Gase. They work together, I think, with the Bears. Or is that right, McLeod?
Some team, yeah. That's one of the reasons.
Or the Broncos.
So Joe Douglas, who was part of the Eagles Super Bowl year. So maybe he brings in Doug Peterson or something, like gets the gang back together for Philly.
I like Paulie, but I wouldn't hire him to coach my team.
Over Adam Gase?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's got to be at least a push.
Yeah.
I'm good with the media, and I don't know schemes that well.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, Adam Gase, I don't know if he's coaching for his job. I don't want to see people lose their job, but then at some point you say you've had enough time to prove whether you can or cannot coach. And I haven't seen it. I haven't. And if I'm a Jets fan, the formula is the following. You have to have the rookie quarterback, and then I win in that five-year window. Because then you're going to pay him, and he's going to be the going rate for quarterbacks is going to be $40 million a year. If I can get a guy and I'm paying him a couple million dollars and I can spread the wealth around, then that's the formula. That's the blueprint. Yeah, McLovin.
So what about Sam Darnold then?
I haven't seen enough that I can say, because you're going to have to extend him. Like, you got to make that decision next year, right?
Is this his third year? So they really have five if they want it.
Yeah. But you usually make that decision.
Yeah. And
like the Bears already made their decision right on Mitchell Trubisky. But yeah, this is, you got decisions to make here. But I don't know. I don't know if Adam Gase is going to be the answer. I mean, they got Le'Veon Bell. Nobody wants to spend that kind of money on a running back, especially on a second contract. And then you had your two best defensive players who opted out. Can you name a skilled position player on the Jets besides Sam Darnold?
I just pulled up their depth chart. It's ugly, Dan.
But don't they have to have depth to have a depth chart?
So I see the only wide receivers without either Q or D is Braxton Berrios, Josh Malone, and at least Jamison Crowder as a questionable, but I don't think he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we can expect. This is what I expect out of Sam Darnold. Darnold back to pass, and he's out of the pocket. He's going to have to run again. Or Darnold back to pass, under pressure, incomplete. Darnold back to pass, and it's intercepted. Yes.
But they have this spicy young running back that they want to feature named Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Youth movement. Does Fritzy want his team to win tonight?
I do.
Even though you could be 0-4 in the driver's seat to get Trevor Lawrence.
If I knew there was but since you don't know the future and you're just rolling the dice, if the season's only one quarter done after tonight and they can win a couple games, I'd have to look at who they're playing the rest of the way, but I know they're going to lose twice to the Chiefs. They'll probably lose at least once to the Raiders. But if they end up 5-11 or something like that, then I'd rather them win in prime time. If you lose to the Jets, that's just humiliating.
Yeah, but who cares if it helps you down the road? If I said you could go 2-14, or you go 6-10.
But they may not. They could lose and go 0-4, but then they could still finish the season, you know, with enough wins to not get the number one pick.
But I just ask you, would you rather have your team go 2-14 or 6-10?
I'd have to go 2-14. As much as I like to see the
Broncos
win.
Okay, so then you would want to lose tonight. Yes, Eden.
Didn't the Jets already tank for a quarterback and draft him? And now they're trying to do it again. To get rid of that quarterback that they originally sucked for.
It's just like the 76ers. You tank, you got Embiid, and then you tanked and you got Ben Simmons. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah. Well, now in quarterback, look at the team. The Cardinals gave up on Josh Rosen in a year.
Yeah.
It's so fast right now. But wait, were we all about Drew Lock like a month ago? What happened to that? Now Trevor Lawrence might go to Denver?
Well, no, I don't think that's going to happen. But Drew Lock's going to come back, and there are high hopes for him. But that's just because we haven't seen anything out of him. There's always that potential there. We haven't seen how good he can be. Boy, he's got an arm. It'd be news if he didn't have an arm. Man, that guy's got a big arm. Still waiting for that guy to come out, and he's got like a Popeye arm. Man, he's got a big arm. Yes, McLovin.
Again, not to fire anyone, but Vic Fangio doesn't get a lot of positive online reviews.
No, he does not.
He's not well-liked in the Twitter
sphere. No, he's not. Once again, the Steelers-Titans game has been rescheduled for later on this season. Peter King will join us coming up a little bit later on. Let me get to Gene in North Carolina. Some Jets fans want to weigh in on, do you want to win tonight? Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, I just wanted to chime in and say I really don't have a problem with LeBron as much as his fans. I live in Florida, or I'm from Florida. And the problem that I've had was his fans, I'm a Laker fan. So in 2012 and 2013, everybody all of a sudden was a LeBron or a Heat fan. Then the Lakers went down and it was, oh, you guys are horrible. And then
now all of a sudden, all of those Heat fans that were, you know, LeBron fans are now all of a sudden Laker fans. And it's like, oh, we're going to win a championship. And it's like, like, where were you at when we were tanking? Where were you at when we were losing every game and we were laughing?
I know, but Gene, and thanks for the phone call. You can't blame LeBron for this. People don't like LeBron, and I'm curious. That's all. Just the reaction on Twitter. Last night, Heat jump out 13-point lead, and man, start to pile on LeBron James. Blame the media. Blame those damn media people. They did this. But don't say, boy, the media loves LeBron, because nobody is in love with Michael Jordan more than the media is. They love Michael Jordan. Justin in Iowa. Justin, what is on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First time caller here. Just calling a comment about my Jets here.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm on the tank train now. With the way we've lost the first three games, I'm tanking for Trevor right now. And as far as Darnold goes, I mean, I don't know. I've seen good and I've seen bad. It's tough to tell with Gase as the coach, but at this point, I think Sam deserves to go somewhere else with a competent coach. He's going to be in his third coach in 4 years, and I know we showed hope last year, winning, I think it was 6 of the last 8 games. So I was pretty excited for this year, but then. And this year has just been a dumpster fire so far. So I say Gase is out after tonight if they lose, which I think they're going to. So I'm praying for a loss tonight.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, this is the kind of game that they win tonight. Yeah. There's certain teams. It's like when I said the Lions watch them win in Arizona, and then they win. Not because they're supposed to or they're a better team. It's just there's certain teams where you go, what are they doing winning? And the Jets probably will win tonight. I don't know if you want them to win tonight, but if you're a Jets fan, Sam in D.C. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'll echo that last caller. And I know I speak for a good amount of the Jet fan contingency. We really are just hoping for just, you know, the bottom of the barrel here. Let's see how bad this team can actually be. You know, every weekend, especially like a day like today, I get ready to watch. I get ready for game day. And I genuinely hope they lose. And it's a really weird feeling to have. But and my feeling is not just to get the first pick, not to just, oh, we'll stack up on draft picks. No, I think it's because Adam Gase is an absolutely terrible coach. He's not a leader. He can't fix his team. So it's not just about the losses. It's about this team not even showing up and not even being able to play an actual football game. And so I want just I think Sam Darnold still has the shot. And I just hope we can just clean house with this Adam Gase era, and that's why I root for losses at this point.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call, Sam, and I guess have fun tonight while watching your team try to lose, or you hope they lose. Yeah, that's. I haven't seen enough from Sam Darnold. I did see a lot in college, but I haven't seen that in the NFL, and he had mono, and he doesn't have weapons. Yeah, see.
Do you really get the sense, though, that, if the Jets only had Trevor Lawrence, then they'd
be
good?
Well, no, because there's no guarantee that even if they got him, they'd probably still screw that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts from the top down. Do you have the right people there to make the right draft picks, bring in free agents? Do you want to play there? Trevor Lawrence will probably stay at Clemson another year.